Paul said, none of these things move me. They did a lot of stuff to him. I don't have time to go there. But here's what I want you to see. Hallelujah. There is an answer to all this abusive stuff. Some people, listen, let me make this statement. And I'm more convinced today than ever before. We need, as the body of Christ, and I think God is raising up, I believe he's raising up a crop of preachers and teachers and leaders. We need to be focused on preaching Christ and preaching this gospel as pure as we can preach it and stop mixing with opinion, what I think and what sounds good and what's flashy to people so I can get a crowd. I need to preach Jesus and tell the truth and let him do the work through us. Hallelujah. To let people know that there is a real healer. There is a real deliverer. Hallelujah. And so people, let me finish this statement. So people can get saved. And because, see, there's all kinds of stuff out there. Some people can get saved and because they were raised up in an abusive lifestyle as a child in an abusive home, where they were molested, where they was cursed, where they were misused and all that kind of stuff, they can still get saved. If you don't teach them the truth, they'll still carry that. But what I want you to understand, in this abusive and hurtful thing, there is deliverance. And Jesus is that deliverer. And he'll do it for you if you believe him. Just like you believe him to save you, he'll deliver you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't need to carry anything that you've been redeemed from. Hello, somebody. Sometimes people carry stuff because they feel guilty, but you're not guilty when you get born again. If we could get that truth across to people. A born-again child of God is not guilty. But Satan keep on making say, if you the cause of that granddaddy or that papa, that brother, that in you the cause of him doing that to you. And they carry that guilt. Can I preach in here? But when you find out, once I get saved, everything is released from my life. But Satan keep trying to bring it back. If you know who you are and somebody tell you the truth and you tell him you're trying to bring this up, but you're not going to make that stick. You're not going to make that stick because I've been redeemed. Why are you so convinced? Because the word says, and I found it in the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when we run into these things, so how, once I hear this, how do I overcome? Because I don't have much time, I'm going to do it this way. I believe it's the way the Lord wants me to do it. So how do I overcome this? Now that I'm born again, but I'm having problems. What do I do? Most times people having problems, if they talk to the wrong person, it's going to mess them up. They're going to have a bigger problem. Is that right? Yes, sir. But let me show you, when you really want to be delivered, I guess that must be my angel. Anyway. When you really want to be free, when you really want to move forward, then you'll do what you need to do and you won't half step with it. Come on.
Come on, preacher.
Hallelujah.
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 And listen, let me make this statement. Thank you, Jesus. I didn't understand it so much, especially when I growing up, I didn't even know it. After reading the scripture and seeing what it said, I still don't understand why so many believers are so hard against the Holy Spirit. It kind of baffled me. How can you read the scripture and then call it of the devil? How can you? Because somebody done got in a group and poured some stuff in that group that wasn't true, and they have grabbed it and they are preaching like it's the truth. And they are defiling, destroying, and hurting people. Hello? So how do I overcome this? I really want to overcome this. How? I want to tell you. You on your own have to make a decision, because you know that there's the society that we live in have crippled us and handicapped us. And if you don't watch it, it'll carry over in other areas of your life. If you don't become a student of the word and become responsible and take responsibility, it has handicapped a lot of people in their thinking and doing, and it hindered them from going on with God. I'm about to say it because I got to quit. So how do I overcome this? What do I do when I really want to move forward? And I know I got these problems. I know this stuff is messing with me. I know I'm born again. But how do I overcome this? Well, I have to become a student of the word. I can't jawjack. Y'all know what that means, young people? Anybody know what that means? Jawjack means just talking. You don't mean what you're saying. You're just trying to impress somebody. I got to become a student of the word. I got to give myself to prayer and the word. I don't care what else. I can't eliminate it and get so busy and so caught up trying to do something that I think will make me successful. I got to follow him. And I give myself to the word and prayer. And you know what? You come out just fine. God will deliver you. That stuff that used to bug you, what happened to you in your childhood day, or in your bad first marriage, or your second bad marriage, your third broke up marriage. God will deliver you and set you free like it never happened. But people won't preach it. They won't tell you that there's a way out of it. But I come to tell you tonight, there's a way out of your circumstance. There's a way out of your situation. I don't care what has happened to you. I don't care what they've done to you. There's a way out, and Jesus is the way. But if you pursue him, he'll lead you out of it. He won't abandon you. He won't abandon you. He won't leave you. He won't give up on you in hard time, hard situation. He won't do it. People may walk away from you, may disown you, may call you names and do all that stuff. But if you'll stay in love and let your love flow, let his love flow through you, he'll bring you out of it. And you'll find out that you were free all the time, just didn't know it. Anybody in this house tonight? Hallelujah.